USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an ominous, gutless coward.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Billings, Montana, addressing the anonymous source used in an op-ed in the New York Times. The president calling on the newspaper to out who this person is. The writer at the Times claims the information coming from a high-ranking staffer in the administration. President Trump going on to tell the crowd in Montana, the deep state threatening our country.
Unelected deep state operatives who defy the voters to push their own secret agendas are truly a threat to democracy itself.
This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Continuing our coverage now of day three of the Kavanaugh hearing, Liberal Senator Democrat Cory Booker of New Jersey releases what he says is a confidential email from Kavanaugh in violation of the rules. Booker says he knowingly violated Senate rules in an act of civil disobedience. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with reaction.
Saying he was ready to be kicked out of the Senate for his behavior, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was asked about Booker's behavior.
I think people know the political motivations are behind a lot of the shenanigans that are going on. Frankly, it's beneath the dignity of the Senate to be trying to turn this into a circus.
Actor Burt Reynolds has died. He was 82 years old. The cause of death, cardiac arrest at a hospital in Florida. He was a star. Reynolds' breakout role in the 70s in the movie Deliverance.
We can get out of this thing without any questions asked. We get connected up with that body and the law. This thing's gonna be hanging over us the rest of our lives.
Reynolds also in Smokey and the Bandit, and he was nominated for an Oscar for his role in Boogie Nights back in 1997. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The latest now on the situation involving California Congressman Republican Duncan Hunter and his wife. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
Hunter and his wife have entered not guilty pleas to 60 charges of misusing $250,000 of campaign funds on themselves. The charges that some of that money was spent on personal relationships with at least five people should not be included, arguing there's no underlying criminal activity in suggested infidelity. Hunter goes on trial November 18th.
Two reports released on the state of the jobs market here in the United States. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with a look at the numbers.
Private payroll processor ADP says 163,000 jobs were created by the U.S. economy last month, but it says according to that survey it was the fewest since last October. Tomorrow the government jobs report comes out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Economists predict about 189,000 jobs will have been shown as created in that report. And in a Labor Department report out Thursday morning, 203,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 10,000 fewer than the previous week, and 10,000 less than what analysts were expecting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Taking a look now at your money, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up almost 21 points to close at 25,995, the NASDAQ down less than a point. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.